Gimnasia Verbal, el futuro perfecto. Annie, hello.
Hello, how is it going?
It's going very well.
I'm glad to hear that.
I've got a little surprise for you.
Oh, really? Tell me.
Shall I tell you what it is?
Yes, of course.
We're going to look at the future perfect now.
Oh, how exciting.
Isn't that exciting? Probably
yes.
One of the most exciting verbal tenses. The future perfect is the verbal tense we use when we're talking about a future action which will have finished, que habrá acabado, before something else that happens in the future or before another future time.
Okay,
it's very easy because structurally it never changes. Okay, the only thing that changes is the person, the subject.
Okay.
For example, yo habré terminado sería I will have finished. Okay, siempre empleamos will have, okay, and then the participle.
All right.
I will have done, you will have done, he will have done, they will have done, nunca cambia. Okay, for example, Sandy habrá terminado sus exámenes para cuando vuelvas de Perú. Okay, para cuando en inglés decimos by the time. Okay, and the verb that follows by the time always goes in the present simple. By the time he comes, by the time it finishes, by the time I leave.
Muy bien.
Okay.
Sandy will have finished her exams by the time you get back from Peru.
From Peru.
Peru.
Peru. Peru. Bien. Se habrá marchado para cuando llegue tu vuelo.
They will have left by the time.
Okay, try to say all the words together. They will have left.
They will have left.
Mejor. They will have left.
They will have left by the time your flight gets in.
Good. Ella ya habrá dado su discurso para cuando lleguemos ahí.
She'll have already given her speech by the time we get there.
Good.
Habré terminado el proyecto para finales de abril.
I'll have finished the project by the end of April. Notice that I'm now beginning to contract. I will. I'll have.
Okay.
Okay.
Ella se habrá decidido para finales de año.
She'll have made up her mind by the end of the year. We'll look now at some examples in the negative. Really, it's just as simple as the affirmative, okay? I won't have done, he won't have done, she won't have done. Nunca cambia, okay? Bien, no habré terminado mi novela para el viernes. Y ahora, cuando dices para una fecha, para un momento en el futuro, decimos by.
By.
Okay?
Okay. Habré terminado el proyecto para finales de abril.
Good. In this case, when you're talking about something that you will have done para tal fecha, we say by. By March. By the end of the year. By next week. Okay?
Okay.
Entonces sería, I'll have finished the project by the end of April. You notice I'm now beginning to use the contraction. I'll have, okay?
Okay. Ella se habrá decidido para finales de año.
She'll have made up her mind by the end of the year. Okay. Let's move on now to a few examples in the negative, which is really just as easy as the affirmative because it never changes. I won't have done, she won't have done, they won't have done. Okay?
Okay.
Won't have, más el participio y punto. Okay. No habré terminado mi novela para el viernes.
I won't have finished my novel by Friday.
I won't have finished my novel by Friday. Good. Los niños no habrán hecho todos sus deberes para las 7.
The kids won't have done all their homework by 7 o'clock.
Good.
Ella no habrá tenido suficiente tiempo para comprar todo para cuando tú quieras irte.
She won't have had time to buy everything by the time you want to leave.
No habré cogido el truco a este nuevo programa para el lunes que viene.
I won't have got the hang of this new program by next Monday. Annie, how do we ask questions then in the future perfect? We simply invert will with the subject. Okay.
Okay.
He will have gone. Will he have gone?
All right.
¿Habrá ido? Okay, muy fácil. ¿Habrás hablado con él para las 5?
Will you have spoken to him by 5 o'clock?
Muy bien. ¿Habrán dejado de fumar para el verano que viene?
Will they have given up smoking by next summer?
Good. ¿Ella se habrá casado para cuando tenga 30 años?
Will she have got married by the time she's 30?
Genial. Cambiamos.
¿Habrán desaparecido las marcas del bikini para la boda?
Will the tan marks have disappeared by the wedding?
¿Habrás tenido tiempo para leer el informe para la semana que viene?
Will you have had time to read the report by next week? Annie, how do you fancy a little bit of passive now?
Fancy?
¿Te apetece? ¿Te apetece un poquito de pasiva?
Me apetece mucho.
¿De voz pasiva? Bien. Good, because we're going to look at some. The few, of course, can also be expressed in the passive voice. And again, it's very, very easy because there is only one form, okay? For example, the road will have been repaired by next week, okay? Will have been más el participio.
Mm-hmm.
Nunca cambia. Se habrá instalado las líneas para finales de la semana que viene.
The lines will have been installed.
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 Mejor.
By the end of the next week.
The next week or next week?
Next
Siempre
week.
Decimos next week, sin el artículo. Cuando dices the next week, significa la próxima semana que...
Okay.
Habrán acabado la autopista para cuando tengan lugar las elecciones, que expresamos siempre en singular.
Vale. The motorway will have been completed by the time the election takes place.
Good. Cambiamos.
Se habrá tomado la decisión a estas alturas de la semana que viene.
The decision will have been made by this time next week.
Se habrán talado todos los árboles para finales de mes.
All the trees will have been cut down by the end of the month.
Se habrá derribado el edificio para el viernes como muy tarde.
The building will have been knocked down by Friday at the latest.